Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. We are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis Amar Rav Mori. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Harav David Ben Shima, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Ben Yama Mordechai Ben Ida, Pnina Bas Esther, Chizki Yishloim Aziskin Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adasa, Aharon Ben Chaya Mira, Rechel Chana Malka Bas Tova, Yaakov Hillel Ben Chaya Sara, Necher Rivka Bas Chaya Elka, Tzvi Ben Chaya, Alta Yerachmiel Ben Yocheved, Efrat Bas Tamar, Yosef Elio Ben Chaya Devora. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishma Sichil Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Ezeb Ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Ochanan, Chavis Serol Basra Moshe Shmuel, and Yechiel Elio Ben Tzvi Hersh. So the topic of the daf is a little bit of a digression, some Divrei Agada related to Misa. So we're learning Perek HaShoyel, the 23rd Perek of Masechta Shabbos, which deals with halachos of things you are allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, most notably related to the halachos of mimtzai cheftzach v'daber davar. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha that relates to something you can or cannot do on Shabbos related to a mace. So we digressed and talked about different halachis negei hilcha Shabbos as it relates to a mace. And now a little bit of divrei agada. Amar Amori, asidim tzadikim dehava afro. Even the tzadikim that are buried are at some point going to turn into afar. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Koheles, v'yashoiv he'afar al ha'aretz kishahaya. The person who was created from afar, Adam was created me'o Adamo. So afar is going to return to the ground and it's going to go back to the way it once was. And this is a klala. This is a reality. It's a metzius. It's true for everybody, even for tzaddikim. Says the Gemara on that note, Hanuk Fuloi, they were diggers. They were digging on property that belonged to Rav Nachman. As they're digging, they hear a noise. They bend down and they realize that there was a corpse that was talking to them. Nachar Bahu, Rabbi Choy Bar Yoshia. The body of Rabbi Choy Bar Yoshia that was in the ground, it snorted at them. Asu Ramalei to Rav Nachman. So they were scared. They ran to Rav Nachman. He owned the property. And they told Rav Nachman, Nachar Ben Gavra, a person literally lying in the ground, just started making noises. So the Gemara says, also, Rav Nachman came to Amalei and it turned to the corpse and began having a conversation. He said, Man Niumar, tell me, who are you? Amalei, so he told him, Ano Achoy Bar Yoshia, Am Achoy Bar Yoshia, Amalei. So Rav Nachman looked surprised. He told him, Valav Omer Amori, didn't Rav Mori say, Asidi Tzadiki Dehavi Afro? Now granted, Rav Acha Bar Yoshia was a tzaddik, but even the tzaddikim are supposed to turn into afro. So how are you talking to me? How is your body still intact? I thought there's a klala v'yashoyv ha'afar ala oretz kishahoyo, Amalei. So he told him, Umanu Mori, tell me, you're quoting Rav Mori, who exactly? He's Rav Mori, I have no idea who he is. Amalei. So Rav Nachman said, I hear, but the truth is, Rav Mori didn't just make it up. He based it on a pasuk. Rav Mori said, right at the beginning of the daf, Asidim tzadikim dava afro. The tzadikim are going to turn into afar, and he based it on a pasuk in Koheles. Koheles Perek Yud Beis, which has been the backdrop of much of the last two dafin. The pasuk says, V'yashoiv he'afar ala aretz kishahoyo. Amalei. So Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia told Rav Nachman, Da'akaryoch Koheles, la'yakaryoch mishli. I don't know who your Rebbe was in Ksuvim, but whoever taught you Koheles, which is why you're quoting this pasuk in Kehelik's Perek Yud Beis, apparently didn't teach you Mishle, because there's another pasuk. The Chsiv, it says, Rekath Atzamois Kina. Kina, jealousy, is what causes bones to rot. And he said, Kol Mishi Yeshlo Kina Baliba. Anyone that has Kina, anyone that has jealousy, Atzmois of Markivin. But Kol She'en Loi Kina Baliba. If somebody doesn't have Kina, Ein Atzmois of Markivin. Meaning, it's not necessarily true. There's an idea that a person will turn into offer, but only if he has Kina. So the Gemara says, Gashashe, Rav Nachman then touched Rabbi Achoy's body, Chazid Isbe Meshasha. He saw that it even had flesh on it. Amalei, so he told him, wow, if you're like a fully functioning person, Leika Malagave de Besa, why don't you go home? Or come into my house, have a cup of coffee, sit down. You know, I'm curious to hear, you know, what it's like on the other side. Amalei, so he told him, Galas Adaitach Tafil Nevi Leikaris. You know, I know you know Koheles, you quoted Koheles Yud Beis. It was clear you didn't know Mishlei, and now it seems like you don't even know Nevi'im. D'chsev, it's a pasuk, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem b'fischi es kivrei seichem. And one of the three mafteches that will lay nimsru b'yad shliach, says the Gemara, tainas taf beizam et aleph, is the mafteach, shal tchiyas ha-meisim. He says, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take me out of the grave. I have no right, even though my body is intact, and I'm functioning, and I'm cognitive, and I'm talking to you, but at the same time, there's a metzias, I'm not letting get up. Amale, either way, after this conversation, Rav Nachman, again, turned to Rav Achoy Bar Yoshe, and he said, V'haksiv, but at the end of the day, doesn't the pasuk say, Ki yavar atav al afar tashav, meaning, you gave me sharp responses. But Amari came from a pasuk. The pasuk says that there's an idea of Ve'yashay ve'ofer al ha'aretz kishahoyo. And okay, you'll tell me that's a pasuk in Koheles, but there's another pasuk, and this is in Bereishis. Ki ofer atav al ofer tashav. So you're going to tell me only kol mishiyesh le'kina b'libay? It sounds like this is a metzius. Ki ofer atav al ofer tashav. Amalesi told him, Ahu shah achas koidim trias ha'mesen. Meaning, people that have kina atzmoisa markivin, and they turn into dust immediately. And it's regarding them that you have this idea of a yashiv ha'afar al-la'aretz kishahaya. As it relates to tzaddikim, being that they don't have kina in atzmois of markimin. Stating that there was a klala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, ki afar atav el afar tashuv, and that klala has to be manifest with everybody, even with the tzaddik. When does it affect the tzaddik? Shah achas koidim tchias ha-mesim. So one moment before tchias ha-mesim, that's when the tzaddik's body is going to turn into offer. Incidentally, it's clear in this Gemara that as it relates to the bodies of the tzaddikim, they're not offer. And even though this psukim, Shlomo HaMelech said it, the pasuk in Bereishis that the Gemara just quoted, ki offer atav al offer tashuv, but as it relates to the tzaddikim, that's shah achas koidim tchias ha-mesim. But as it relates to people that have kina, then kol mi sheyesh loy kina b'libay atzmois markivim. When we learn Masechtas Nida, and this is not for today, we spoke out an unbelievable tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. It's somewhere in the Raid Bites. It's Yerideya Tshuva Shin Lamed Zayin, where the Chasam Sofer was asked a shayla about a yid that was having a business meeting with a non-Jew, and he met him in his backyard, and he's sitting, and you know they're talking, and suddenly he notices a matseva, he notices a tombstone, and there's Hebrew letters on it. So he went closer to it, and it said the following: Poi nitman ish hagun Rab Zechariah ben Rab Yedidia nifta be'erev Yom Kippur in the year Kuf Nuntas. Now this person was a kohen, and it turns out that he was in the same chatzir as a corpse, and he got very scared, and he ran out, and he called his rav. Was I just matam lemes? Am I allowed to go back for a follow up meeting? And the rav said this is above my pay grade, and he sent the shaila to the Chasam Sofer. He said I need a psak. They found this matseva from hundreds of years earlier, and he wasn't sure what the story is. So the Chasam Sofer wrote a tshuva with regards to, and this is very Yisoidi as it relates to Kehanim in general, and that is if you have a kever of someone that died hundreds of years ago, so at this point what's there? The body l'chura decomposed. So if the body decomposed based on the fact of the decomposition of the body, you should have nothing to worry about. Or maybe you have to be concerned that maybe the body didn't decompose. See, so what's the Tolian? Shabbos, the Gemara we just learned. Kufnun beis amit beis. Sometimes we rekavat somis kina, but sometimes not. Meaning, kol mishi yesh lo kina b'libay, that's meis amar kima. But kol shemisha em lo kina b'libay, ain't that's meis amar kima. So the Chasam Sofer said, really, you know what this depends on? It depends on, did this yid have kina, or did he not have kina? So he says, I'll tell you the truth, he died hundreds of years ago. No one even knows who he is. So then the Chasam Sofer said, the Matseva said that he was an Ish Hagun. Okay, I mean, that doesn't really mean anything. Most people, they write in the Matseva that it was an Ish Hagun. So he says, I don't know who he is. See, he says, if you're asking me, I think we have no choice but to give this person his assume Cheskas Kashrus. And if that's the case, we have to assume, based on a Cheskas Kashrus, that this person is an Adam Kasher. We mentioned at the time that, you know, if I was an attorney representing this Yid, Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya in Shemayim, it's a Psak and a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that he was an Ish Kasher. He told him he has a Cheskas Kashrus, he's an Ish Kasher. Imagine this Yid dies, no one knows who he was. One day, his Matseva surfaces and it makes it into Nevuah Shehutzrach HaLadayris. It's in a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. In Yeridei Shin Lamed Zayin with the Chasam Sofer Paskin that he was an Ish Kasher. He said, based on the fact that at the end of the day, he has a Cheskas Kashrus, you have no right to assume that he wasn't a Kasher. And if he was a Kasher, then he doesn't have Kina, and if he doesn't have Kina, then he doesn't have the Metzias of Atzmois of Markivin. You have to be worried about the fact that maybe he still has Atzmois. He said one Ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara says if somebody dies on Erev Yom Kippur, it's not a good sign. If somebody dies Matzah Yom Kippur, it's a great sign. That means he died B'Kapara. But if somebody dies Erev Yom Kippur, had he been alive a few more hours, he would have gotten Slicha Mechila. So he said, the Matzeva said that Ish Hagbun, Rab Zechariah ben Rab Yedidya, Nifta Be'erev Yom Kippur, Kuf Nun Tes. So the Chasam Sofer said, the only thing that maybe you can argue is that it says that he was Nifta on Erev Yom Kippur. But his Lashon is that Oiki Hai Gavir Rab Zechariah ben Rab Yedidya Becheskes Kashas, Shalai Hoyo Baikin of Alay Nirkum. And afal gav she meis be'erev Yom Kippur ein lemeidim midivrei agada elo l'schus v'loy l'chayva. Tremendous aside. He says you can take out from divrei agada l'schus, but not l'chayva. So the Chasam Sofer always said ein li'esek ben astaris. He didn't let Kabbalah infiltrate his tshuvas. What about agada? So Rabbi Yehuda used to always write that agada, you can't submish agada with halacha. That's pnimius ha-Torah. That has its own realm. It doesn't make it into the tshuvas. The Chasam Sofer said, l'schus, we can work with it. But l'chayva, he says, I'm not going to paskin because he was nifta on Erev Yom Kippur based on divrei agada that if somebody dies in Erev Yom Kippur. Either way, we said we're not going to mention the tshuva, we just mentioned half of the tshuva. But either way, Zakti Gemara Vaiter, Omalehu Tzaduki the Rebavo. There was a Tzaduki that had a conversation with Rebavo. So Rebavo, like Rabbi Shua ben Chananya in yesterday's daf, he used to often have debates and shakla v'tarya with the tzedukim. Amritu, so the tzeduki tells Rabbi Avol, you say that nishmasim shal tzedikim genuza is tachas kisei hakavod, that the nishmas of the tzedikim, they're underneath the kisei hakavod. So he asked him a fascinating question. He said, oiva tamya, heicha aske l'shmul b'negida. We all know the story that Shaul HaMelech had to go fight a war and he wasn't sure what the right thing to do was, and he went and he asked, he followed all the chains of command and he couldn't get a straight answer. So finally he had no choice, he goes to a Baal HaSoiv and says, please bring me the neshama of my Rebbe Shmuel, my mentor, and I want to ask Shmuel what the right thing to do is. So the Baal HaSoiv was able to summon Shmuel. Shmuel came down, Shmuel was afraid, thought it was a Oilonu Miyay Madin, Oilonu Miyay Metechacha, the Gemara Chagiga. So that's the whole Gemara. So, but he said, he asked the fast. Shmuel was a tzaddik. Shmuel's neshama was probably genuza is tachas kisei hakavod. So the tzaduki asked Rabbi Avoh, is it possible that the koyach hatumah of the Baal HaSoiv is so powerful that it's able to penetrate so deep, so high in the heavens, that it's able to literally go underneath the kisei hakavod? It's not possible. Amaleisa, he told him, you're right. This story took place within 12 months from when Shmuel HaNavi passed away. In the Tanya, we learned in the Braise, for the first 12 months after a person dies, gufei kayim, his guf remains intact, then nishmasai oylevi yaredes, and the neshama goes up to Shemayim, and then it comes back down. After 12 months, haguf batal, at that point, the guf becomes batal, decomposes, v'nishmasay oyla, v'shuvani yeredes. And at that point, it doesn't come down anymore. Tap Toises and Kufnun Gimel Amad Aleph says that even though the Gemara says the Neshama doesn't come down, it doesn't mean it never comes down. Toises brings rayas from Gemaras that it still sometimes comes down, but it's not regular. Meaning, for the first Yud Beis Chodesh, the Neshama is literally Oyla V'Yoyred. It spends apparently a considerate amount of time down together with the Guf. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh is different. But either way, he said this was Toich Yud Beis Chodesh. Oh, Toich Yud Beis Chodesh with the Neshama was Oyla V'Yoyred, so it wasn't so hard. It wasn't Genuzis Tachas Kisei Akavi. But Enochinami, there's no way the Baal HaSoiv would have been able to touch underneath the kisei hakavod. Rabbi Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shmelas mishmei d'Rav. Rabbi Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shmelas said over in the name of Rav, may hespedei shel adam, from the effect, from the impact that a person hesped has, nikkur im ben olam haba hu im lav. If you go to someone's levaya and there's hespedim and people walk out inspired from the levaya, that's a sign that the nifter was a ben olam haba. Faiting mar eni, is that true? V'amalei Rav l'Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, and this next gemara is a classic, and we're going to get back into it in the raid bite. Achim bespedo. So Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. He said, do me a favor. He says, after I pass away, give me a varm. Achim v'loshem cham. Give me a varma hesped. The hasam koim, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching you. And I want to make sure that you give me a varma hesped. L'chura, why did he have to ask him to give him a varma hesped? L'chura, the Rav was a ben olam haba, and the hesped was going to work anyways, right? So the Gemara says, like, kasha hadam mecham alev achim, hadam mecham alev lo yachim. No, it's both true. The point is, a person needs to have a varma hesped. On a varma hesped, it's a furtnish. The point is that if someone has a chash of hespit and people walk out inspired, that's a sign that he's a ben olam haba. But to assume that people are just going to be inspired without a achim de hespeda, without a really nice eulogy, that's not fair to assume. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba, Abaye told Rabba, another classic Gemara. Kigoyin Mars, this is Abaye talking to his great Rebbe Rabba. He said, someone like you, Rebbe, the son who le kulu de pumpadisoi, everyone on pumpadisa hates you. Man achim hespeda. I know Rab wanted to get a varma hespit. Who's going to give you a hespit? Nobody likes you. Rebbe, who's going to give you a varma hespit? Amalei told him, it's true. You make a wonderful point. But you know what? I don't need a lot of hespedim. Mistaya, it's enough. If you give me a varma hespit, v'rabba bar Rav Chanan, and Rabba bar Rav Chanan gives me a varma hespit, if I have two good kenakadega hespedim, I'm going to be fine with this. Why would everybody have hated Rabba? What's the rest of the story? So I'm going to see that in the coming dafin. Rabba Lazar asked Rav, Ezu ben Olam Haba. He said, who's a ben Olam Haba? Amalei. So Rav told Rabba Lazar, he quoted the following pasuk, a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'oznecha tishmano, dover me'acharecha lemar. Yeshaya Novi says that your ears are going to hear someone talking behind you. They're going to say, Zeh haderech l'chubay, this is the way that we should go. Ki saminu v'chich sas me'ilu. I'm following this person. I like the way he lives his life. And if he goes to the right, I'm going to the right. And if he goes to the left, I'm going to go to the left. He says, when people want to follow somebody else, that's a sign that he's a ben oilam haber. Rabbi Chanina said, kol shadas rabbeisam noichman. Anyone who's Rebbe likes him. So the Mefarshim say, the fact that your father likes you, you know, your mother, that's not such a kunst. Even your Rebbe likes you, so that's a good sign. And that's a sign of somebody that's a ben oilam haba. The pasuk says, v'savavu bashuk hasoiftim. So again, we're returning to the chorus of the last few dafin. Koheles perik yud beis. So the pasuk says again, Shlomo HaMelech says, chayres p'irecho. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure you do the right thing while you're still young, because eventually your body is going to deteriorate. Eventually you're going to die. V'savavu bashuk hasoiftim. And at some point, there's going to be hespedim. But Negalila used to say, "Asei dvarim lifnei mitascha," that a person should do good things during his lifetime. So like this, people will give him a good hesped in front of his bed after he dies. B'nei Yehuda Amri, and Yehuda they used to say, so Yehuda was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Galil is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Asei dvarim lacha mitascha. They would say, do good things like this. People behind your coffin, behind your mito, will say good things. It's not really machleik, it's markasri, markasri. Do a different minhagim, do a minhagim where the person giving the hesped would stand in front of the mito, and do a minhagim where people giving the hesped would stand behind the mito. Tan Hasan, we learned to the Mishnah, another classic. Rabbi Eliezer said, where's this Hassan, by the way? This is in Pirkei Avos. So right after the Mishnayos that we've referred to so many times, Chamisha Talmidim Ha'ilei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who was the greatest, Rabbi Lazar Ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Lazar Ben Aruch. So right after that, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, goes on and lists different statements, different memories that the five Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai used to say. So Rabbi Eliezer used to say a few things. One of the things he said was, Shuv Yoy Mechel Lefnei Misascha. So again, talking about the Yema Misa and doing tshuva, a person should do tshuva one day before he died. Shalu, tell me this, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, tell me the master, Chiyadim Yodei, Ezer Yom Yomus. No one knows when he's going to die. How could you tell a person to do tshuva one day before he dies? Amalem, he said, aha, the kolshke, now you chapt, Yashiv HaYom, therefore you have to do tshuva every day. Shema Yomus L'machar, because maybe you're going to die tomorrow. And you know what the benefit of living life that way is? If a person lives life, like every day is the last day of his life, is Nimtza Kol Yom HaBetshuva. It's going to come at that he's going to do tshuva every day. The Marsha, in Masech Shabbos, in Chedushi Agadah, Staf Lamed, a little while ago, where the Gemara says that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoydieni Eskitzi, right, he wanted to know when he's going to die. And Hashem said, there's a gzeira, there's a policy. We cannot reveal to people when they're going to die. Why not? Says the Marsha, take a look at this Gemara. He says, it's this Gemara right here, because it's an idea of Shuv Yoy Mechot Lefnei Misascha. So if a person knows when he's going to die, so then it's very easy. He'll push off his tshuva, and then he'll do tshuva at the very end. So the idea is that a person should live kol yom of betshuva. How do you guarantee you're going to live kol yom of betshuva? If a person lives with this notion of shuv yom echad kaidem misasa, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer said this. V'av Shlomo HaMelech said something very similar. Amar b'chachmasi b'chol eis yu v'godecha levonim. A person should make sure that his clothing are always clean. V'shemen al roish chal yechzar. And you should always make sure that your head has the proper amount of oil. Meaning you should always look handsome. You should always be ready. This is the mashal. The nimshal is a person should always be ready because you never know when you're going to be summoned. And like this, if you're ready, so it doesn't matter when you get called. It's not going to be a problem. But if a person's not ready and he gets the call, then he could be in tzaris. Says the Gemara. On that note, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai used to explain it to his talmidim with a mashal, a simple mashal. Mashal and melech shazim as avadim l'suda. It was a melech who invited all his avadim to a suda. But he didn't tell them exactly when the suda is going to be. He says, I'm making the suda. It's happening soon, RSVP, but he didn't tell him the exact date of when it's happening. Pikchim Shabahem said the Pikchim Kishto as Atzmon. The smart people, they got ready right away. They started grooming themselves. The Yashua Pesach Beis HaMelech, and they were in striking distance of the Beis HaMelech. Amru, they said, Plum Chasel Beis HaMelech. If the king wants to make a suit, he can make it tomorrow. He doesn't have to start finding a staff to prepare it for him. On a moment's notice, he could be there. So I have to make sure that I'm ready. The Tipshin Shabem Hochim Malachim. Tipshin says, all right, they procrastinated. They said, okay, eventually there'll be a suda. When the suda happens, we're going to come. Omer, they said, Klumi Yeshuda B'lei Tairach. Right? They took the reverse approach. They said, at the end of the day, it takes time to prepare a suda. What happened? The Pisoim, suddenly, that's how life happens sometimes. Pisoim, Bikesh HaMelech HaZavadah. The Melech summons his Avadim. And he said, Rabbi, the suda's happening. It's today, 5:30, right now. Pikchim Shabahem Nichatzul Lefanuk Shem Gushadim. So the Pikchim came. They were ready. They were wearing their tuxedos. They were ready to walk in. Vatipshim Nichatzul Lefanuk Shem Eluchlachim. But the Tikshim came in all dirty because they were coming from work. Samach HaMelech Likras Pikchim. When the Melech saw the Pikchim, he was so happy. Because Likras Tipshim. When he saw the Tipshim, he was very disturbed. Omar, he said, Alolu Shekishto Atzatzma Lesuda. The ones that prepared for the Suda, Yeshvu V'yoichlu V'yishtu. Alolu Shekishto Atzatzma Lesuda. The ones that didn't prepare for the Suda, Yamdu V'yiru. They're going to stand. They can be an innocent bystander. But that's all. The Gemara says, Chasonish or Rameyer, Mishim Rameyer Omar. So we had Rameyer's Shvager the other day. Now we have Rameyer's Edom. So Rameyer's Edom said, over in the name of Ishmer, Rav Meir. Afhein near Kim Shamshin. He says, I think Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was a little too kind in the mashal. Because Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said that the ones that weren't ready, they'll be able to watch. So why should they be able to watch? They're playing too big of a role. Ella, elu ve'elu yoshvin. Everyone's going to sit. Halalu oichlin v'halalu re'evin. The ones that were prepared, they're going to eat. The ones that weren't prepared, they're going to starve. Halalu shoysim v'halalu tzmeim. Shenemar koyam ha'ashem. Hine avoda yoichelu v'atem tiravu. Hine avoda yishtu v'atem titzmo. Hine avoda yoroinu mituv lev v'atem titzaku mike'ev lev. This is Gehenim. This was the mashal of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And that's the nimshal dover achar. Another pshat. And this pasuk b'chol eis yuvigod echol levonim elu atzitzes v'shemen al roishchal yechzar elu tefillin. So the Gemara brought one memra from Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol. There are many mentioned in the second parak in Pirkei Avos, but one of them is Rabbi Eliezer said shuv yoy mechad lifnei misascha. And then the Gemara said va'af shloim ma'amar b'chachmasoi, a similar idea b'chol eis yuvigod echol levonim. You should always be ready. It's the same idea. A person should always be ready because you never know. Pisoim bikesh ha-melech es-avodov. No one knows when the melech is going to call him. And if he's not ready, he's going to be like that tippish, and he's going to be sitting at the meal, and he's going to be hungry, he's going to be thirsty. Va'atem titzaku mikeev lev. So Shloim ha-melech's advice was b'chol eis yuvigod echol levonim. And Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai explained it with this really nice muscle. So it comes out Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said. What came to mind was Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, "Me'olam le'amarti davar shalei shamati mirabosai." So over here, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Shuvi amecha kaidem yisasai," and the Gemara says, "Who also said it?" Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. That was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's Rebbe. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was one of the five great talmidim of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Either way, it's ma'od matim. There's a lot to talk about here. Hadron Aloch Hashoyel, and we'll have to get back to it at the end of the daf. But for now, another very geshmaka amud, an amud that really requires not a day and not a raid bite, but it requires really, I mean, hafoichba vafoichba the kulava, the next little bit of Gemara that we're going to learn, but we're going to have to save that for another day. Zok the Mishnah, Mishichshich baderech. So we return to our regular program, which is Masechta Shabbos. So somebody is outside, it's getting really, really late. It's still day, but it's the sun is about to set, and he's stuck. He's stuck. He realizes that he's carrying things, and he's not going to be able to carry once it turns night. He had his wallet on him, and he's worried about it. So the Mishnah says, "Noisen kisel anachri." Very big kiddush. He's allowed to give his wallet to a non-Jew. Usually that would be a problem because you're going to give it to a non-Jew. The non-Jew is going to carry it on Shabbos. This is a Amira La'akum 101, which is not awesome at the Raiso, but at the very least, it's awesome at the Rabban. But the halacha is, this is what something he can do. The Gemara is going to say why he could do it. What if he doesn't have a non-Jew to give it to him? He could put it on a chamar, which is also a huge chedesh. Because just like you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, your animal's also not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So really, both be chedushim. The fact that you can give it to a nachri, what happened to Amir al-Aklam? You can put it on your chamar. Your chamar is going to carry it in a Rosh Hashanah. What happened to Shvisas Behemo? What happened to the Lava Mechamer? The Gemara is going to discuss everything. Once the person arrives in the Chatzar, meaning he's in a Rosh Hashanah, so at this point you can take it back. Now, assuming the thing that he gave to the Nachi, assuming the thing that he put on the chamar wasn't muktzah, so you can just take it. What if it's something that's muktzah, so you're not allowed to hold it? Matter achavolim, you just untie the ropes, let everything fall by itself, and you'll take it out. So the Gemara, my time is shalei rabbanu meitzav kizil lenachri. What's going on over here? The first halacha in the Mishnah, mi shehichshich baderech. The last parak of Masechta Shabbos, noisein kisoy lenachri. You're allowed to take your wallet. You're allowed to take some valuable possession that you have, and you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew and tell him, sir, it's Shabbos for me, I'm not allowed to carry it, will you please carry this for me? Freit the Gemara, how are you allowed to do that? L'chura, you're not allowed to give it to a non-Jew. Says the Gemara, you're right, really you're not allowed to. But Kimlu, the Rabbanon understood, this is the Rabbanon being psychologist. The Ein Adam Naimid Atzmai Alma Moinoi. That if you tell a person, lose money, lose your wallet, lose your credit cards, he's not going to be so open to the idea. And Eloy Shoreslay, if you're not going to allow him to violate a Shavuos, he's going to end up doing a Dairaisa. Which Dairaisa? Talad Amis, Peshus HaRabim. We're coming full circle in the Masechta. So you're going to end up being Oifer, Talad Amis, Peshus HaRabim. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said, better go ahead and give it to a Nachri, because if you're not going to give it to a Nachri, you may end up coming to carry a Talad Amis, Peshus HaRabim. Oh my Rabbah, Rabbah said, Afka Kisa. The only time this works is if you want to give him something that's yours. Abba Metzia, let's say you see a Metzia. You're walking outside, Mishich Shech Baderech, and you see a Metzia. Somebody lost something, an Elu Metzia Shaloi, where the assumption is this yiyush, it's something you'd be allowed to keep. So can you also do the same thing? So the halacha is no. So the Gemara pshita kisei tan. The Mishnah says kisei. The Gemara says no. I would have thought who had enough filu mitzia. Vaydik tani kisei or chenem milsik tani. Usually people rabbanim don't get shilas. I was walking. It was misha hichshich and I saw mitzia. To find the mitzia is loishchicha, but to have something in your pocket is not so loishchicha. So I would have thought that kisei is lavdafka. The only reason the Tana of the Mishnah has mentioned kisei as opposed to mitzia is because the Tana of the Mishnah is talking about something that's usual and customary. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Vloya mar and the Gemara says elo dolei asil yadi. This that we're saying that a mitzia is different than kisei is only if he wasn't zoicha yet in the mitzia. Aval asil yadi. But once the person acquires, he's koina the mitzia, then it's kisei dami. Then it's no different than his wallet. Meaning, even though we just found it, who cares? Once you coin it, it's yours. So at that point, you're going to have this halacha. Ikadami, some had a slightly different version of this halacha. Meaning, in the first version of the halacha, Amar Rava, Dafka, Kisei, Avon, Metzia, Loi. In the second version, it's also Rava, but Rava wasn't so sure about it. In the first version, he's very self-confident. In the second one, he's vacillating. Bayi Rava. Rava wasn't sure. Metzia, Haba, Liyade, Mau. What's the halacha with a Metzia? Do you say, Kivan the Asa Liyade, Kikisei, Dami? I don't know. Kivan the Tarachba, Lav Kikisei, Dami. He wasn't sure about this Metzia that you already zoichen. Either way, the Gemara says, what's the maskana? The maskana is teiku. So the Gemara says, Misha Hichshich Baderech, Noisein Kisoy Lenachri. If you want, you can take your kiss and you can give it to a non-Jew. And the Gemara jumped right away. They want to say, my timer, why is this okay? L'chura, it shouldn't be okay. The Gemara says, you're right, it really shouldn't be okay. We're allowing you to do it. It's a big kula. And the reason is because Kimlu the Rabbanon, the Eina, the Maimed, Atzmei Alma Moinoi, and Eloi Sharisle, Asile, Suye, Dalin Amris, Peshus Arab. This is a very important Rashi. We're not going to talk about this Rashi now. We spoke about it earlier in the Masechta. But just to mention the Rashi, the Gemara says, my time is Sharile, the Mesa, Lenachri. Why is it okay to give it to a guy? Now, if you were writing a Pirush on the side of the Gemara, what would you say? Why does the Gemara think it shouldn't be okay to give it to a guy? Oh, it's a Amir La'akum 101. It's a Mishnah. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. We had another Mishnah recently. This is the halacha of Amir La'akum. That's what you would say. It's Amir La'akum. Rashi says a whole lot on this. First Rashi on the Gemara. Varehu Shluchai Bisa'ed B'Shabbos. You're making him a Shliach. And Shluchai Shaladam Kemaisai. Whoa. First of all, it's Amir La'akum. So why do we have to talk about Shlichas? That's number one. Number two, let's say for whatever reason Rashi doesn't want to talk about Amir La'akum. Is there Shlichas? Ain't shlichus lenachri. Rashi means the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather's kasha. Remember the raid? The Pnei Yeshua's zeda. The Shailos Teshuva is Pnei Yeshua. It was not the Pnei Yeshua. It was the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather. He said that according to Rashi in Perikei Zeh Neshem Masechtes Bava Metzia, that Yesh Lichos La'akum L'chumra. So why do you need Amir La'akum Shvus? It's Pashit why you're not allowed to tell a guy to do Malacha for you. Because if you tell a guy to do Malacha for you, he's going to be your Shliach. And if that's the case, you're going to have a Shluchei Shel Adam Kamaisei problem. What are you going to tell me? Ain't Shlichos La'akum? According to Rashi and Bava Metzia, Yesh Shlichos La'akum L'chumra. What are you going to tell me? Ain't Shlich L'dvar Aveira? Ain't Shlich L'dvar Aveira is only because of the fact that the Shliach himself is not allowed to do this. Because Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Nishayman, but the guy is not Chayiv in Shabbos, the guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. See, he's not Mitzvah on Shabbos, he's not Mitzvah on Shabbos, no Ain't Shlich L'dvar Aveira. This is the Kasha that the Chsam Sofer and the Tshuva and the Beis Meir, they bring from the Shailas of Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua. But there's answers to that Kasha. Ve'in Kam Mekoymoy. So why Rashi learned the Gemara, my time of Shor Leila Mesa, because of Shvuchai Shaladim Kamaisai, say more Pashit. Number one, Amir Lakum, and besides, Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai is garnish Pashit. Because, in fact, if you have a Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai, then you have to pay Yeshua's Kasha. Then why do you need Amir Lakum? The Inkamakoimai, Inimainachi. So, what's the next best thing? So, if there's no non Jew to give it to, is there a plan B? Yeah. Manichai ala Chamar. So, look, the Gemara, time it, Inimainachi. It sounds like the only reason you can put on the Chamar is if there's no non Jew. Hayeshi, Mainachi. Let's say you have a Nachri. The Nachri Yavle, it's better to give it to the Nachri. My time. Meaning, why is it better to give it to the Nachri than to give it to the Chamar? They're both problems. Nachri, Amir La'akum, Shluchai Shaladim Kamoisai, Chamar, you're running into Shvitzas Behema, Mechamer issues. The Gemara is going to talk about this on Amid Beis. But for now, why is Nachri option A and Behema option B? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Chamar ata mitzuvah al Shvitzasai. You're mitzuvah on your Chamar. Shvitzas Behema is actually a din d'oraisa. Nachri I ata mitzuvah al Shvitzasai. But you're not mitzuvah on Shvitzas Nachri. Shlichos Amir La'akum. But you're not mitzuvah al Shvitzas Nachri, and it's for that reason, this is a better idea. Zokti Gemara, Chamar, v'cheres shayt v'katan. What if somebody has the option to put it on a Chamar, or he can give it to a cheres shayt v'katan? Cheres shayt v'katan are yidden, but they're not chayiv mitzvahs. They're not b'nei das. So what would be better? So the Gemara says, a Chamar monachle, you should put it on the Chamar, l'cheres shayt v'katan lo yavle. Why not? My time, honey, odom v'halavod. Because at the end of the day, a chamar is a chamar. Cheres shayt v'katan. These are human beings. So it's better you don't give it to a person. Even though these people are not chayiv and mitzvahs, it's still better you don't do that. Cheres v'shayta. What if you have a decision? You have a choice. You can either give it to a cheres, you give it to a shayta. So the Gemara says, l'shayta. It's better you should give it to the shayta than to give it to the cheres. Why is that? Rashi says, l'shayta yahiv le, the last Rashi, the lesle das klal. A shayta doesn't have any das. Avul cheres daito kalishto isle. K'darmina b'yavamas kufyud gimel amin aleph. Rashi says, in other sugis ashas, even though cheres, shayta, v'katan are always lumped together, but it's mavur that there are nuances. And being that there are nuances, if it's a question of a cheres and a shayta, the shayta is considered to have less das, and if that's the case, you better give it to the shayta, give it to the cheresh. What about shayta v'katan? If it's a question of a shayta v'katan, same thing. The shayta, you give it to the shayta. Iba yilahu cheresh v'katan mai. What if it's a question of a cheresh? So shayta is first as it relates to cheresh shayta v'katan. Meaning he has the least amount of das. That's why you would give it to him first. But if it's a question between a cheresh and a katan, so the Gemara says, "Leave it, Rabbi Elazar, Tibal Kuntur, Rabbi Elazar, there's no shayla." Time went to the brayser. Rabbi Yitzchok, Oymi Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchok said, "In the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Trumas cheresh. If a cheresh is mafresh truma, so you need das to be mafresh truma. If a cheresh who doesn't have das is mafresh truma, dalach is loy teitzei lechulin. It's not chulin. You'll assume, of course, it's chulin. A cheresh doesn't have das, he can't be mafresh truma." Rabbi Eliezer said a chiddush. It's not chulin b'pnei who's safek, because we treat it as a safek. We're not sure for sure whether he has das or doesn't have das. This was Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a cheresh, there's a safek, maybe has das, and a katan zikhir doesn't have das. So if you have a question of giving it to a cheresh, giving it to a katan, of course you give it to the katan. You don't give it to the cheresh. Cheresh, you're getting involved in a safek. With a katan, there's no safek. Bekiti ba'ilucha the shailin, the gemara was a libid rabban. According to the rabban who argued with Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that a cheresh doesn't have das, not even misafek. What is this rabban and ditnan? It's the first mishnah in Mishnayis, Mesechtes, Trumois. Chamisha lo yitroimu. There are five people that can't be mafres truma. The intarmu, and if they give truma, ain't truma some truma. Elohim, cheresh, shoyte v'katan. Those are the first three. V'atoyim v'sheni shaloi. If someone gives truma where he doesn't, it's not his own crops. V'nachri shetarim v'shal Yisrael. Or a guy gives truma on behalf of a yid, even if he did it b'rishos. All five of these examples are ain't truma some truma. So you see that according to the Chachamim, a cheresh, his truma is not truma at all, not even misafik. So a katan and a cheresh then are on the same playing field. So if that's the case, then here's the shayla mishech shuk baderech. He doesn't have a nachri. He doesn't have a behemoth. He doesn't have a shaita. But there's a cheresh and a katan. Who should he give it to? Should he give it to the cheresh or should he give it to the katan? Now what are the two tzadim? The cheresh yoivle. Should he give it to the cheresh? The katan also chal das. Because even though right now the katan doesn't have das, but one day he's going to have das. Or dumal the katan yoivle. Maybe he should give it to the katan. The cheresh, being that he's a gadol, he looks like an adult. Asi lachlufe begadol. People may make a mistake, a pikeach, and they'll confuse him with a gadol that's not a cheresh. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line? Ikadamri, some said the cheresh yovle, and ikadamri the katam yovle. Some said you should give it to a cheresh, some said you should give it to a katan. Bottom line is, you can see why this Gemara is a shas Gemara. We're getting really into the weeds of cheresh and shoita and katan. This is a very interesting Gemara with no time to talk about it. Zok the Gemara, incham loy nachri, v'loy chamar, v'loy cheresh, v'loy shoita, v'loy katan, mai. So what if you completely struck out? Again, your first option is to give it to a nachri. There was no nachri. There was no chamar. You couldn't even do that. There was no shaita. And there was no cheresh akatan either, whichever is supposed to be first. So is there a sixth option? So the Gemara says, believe it or not, there is. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, oida cheresh oitza. There was another one. V'loi rotzu chachamim legaloisa. But the chachamim didn't want to be megalit. So the Gemara, very interestingly, almost stubbornly says, really? My oida cheresh? I mean, what I just said, the chachamim didn't want to be megalit, but the Gemara is about to be megalit. So the Gemara says, what was this other thing that the chachamim Rabbi said? No, I'll tell you. Don't worry about it. Wait, I'm getting there. So he said, this is the Eitzah. Moilichai pachis pachis midal ramas. You can carry it pachis pachis midal ramas. Now, this shouldn't be confused with something we've talked a lot about, which is Rav Kivegris Kasha. You're allowed to carry pachis midal ramas. What happened to Chatzis Shira Asim Natar? No. That's when you're never going to take it more than dal ramas. This person's going to take it 100 miles, but he's going to do it less than dal ramas at a time. That's what he's going to do. He's going to walk pachis midal ramas. He's going to stop. And then he's going to do an akira, pachis midal ramas, hanocha. Because we know the definition of carrying, whether it's aitzah, whether it's moitzi mishus l'shus. What's the definition of carrying? It's akira and hanocha. So if you do an akira and then an anocha, and each one is in intervals of less than dal ramas, you didn't really carry. So the Gemara says it's really an eitzah. There's a workaround. You want to carry something which is a rabbi on Shabbos? Yeah, the Chum didn't want to tell us about this for obvious reasons. But really, this is something that can work. So the Gemara says, "Amai le'ratzu Chum le'galoisa." So why Taka didn't the Chum want us to know? So the Gemara mysteriously quotes a pasuk in Mishlei Perichov Hey. Mishum, the pasuk says, "Kvoida likim haster davar." It's covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes to conceal things. Because sometimes if we know about loopholes, it's going to come out not a kovei tashem, but a chil tashem. But at the same time, you have to balance that with the flip side. Ukvoid melachim chakar davar. It's covered for the melech sometimes to investigate things. Chakar davar. So the Chaman didn't want to talk about it because of kvoid alikim hasta davar. But Rabbi Yitzchak said, you could be megalit to tznuim. I guess if you're learning Gemara, you're allowed to know about it. But the tznuim could know. And this is this idea that at the same time, kvoid melachim chakar davar, there is a way to do this. So the Gemara says, v'hacham, my kvoid alikim ikka, what were the Chaman worried about? At this point, this is an obvious punchline. Well, worry, no, you're going to tarry less than dollar amas. What if you don't measure so well? What if you thought it was 3 amas and it turned out it was 5 amas? So for that reason, it's going to be a problem. One final Gemara. Tanya Berlin to the Brice, Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer, God will said, on that day, which day? So the truth is, this history, this rest of the story to this Gemara that we just learned, this idea that a person is not allowed to carry something on Shabbos, pochois, Midalat Amis, even though really it should be okay, is based on the Gemaras that we learned in the first parak of the Masechta. It was one of the Yud Ches Dvar. It was one of the 18 takanos that were instituted in the edict of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorayin on that infamous day. But it was on that day that there were 18 takanos. The Rambam has 3 lists of 18 takanos that were instituted. Rambam the Pirush Mishnah is in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. But this was one of the Yud Ches Dvar. So let's say on that day when they instituted this takana, Gadshu saw what they did was is they heaped. They had like a saw. They had like a barrel of things in it. And they heaped over it. He was trying to say it was a good thing. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Bay bayay machkusa." It was actually a bad thing. What they did was they leveled it. They didn't heap it. They leveled it. So the Gemara says, "Mashal Rabbi Liazal Madavadaima lekupa mleya kishum." There was a kupa, a basket that was filled with kishum and delu, and it was filled with fruits and vegetables, like larger fruits and vegetables. If you put a little chardel inside, a little bit of mustard, it's gonna make it whole. So Rabbi Eliezer felt that this, the Rabbana, was a good thing. It was a takana. It made In the reverse, he had a mashal of an areva that was malei dvash. He saw an areva that was full with honey. And now all of a sudden you start dropping in remoinim and agoizim. It's gonna start spinning everything out. So he didn't see this as being a good thing. He saw this being as a bad thing. Incidentally, we know that in the yudches dvarim, what happened? They took a vote. There were a bunch of issues that were up for debate, and they voted. And the Talmidim Shammai were on one side, and the Talmidim of Hillel were on the other side. The Nimnu Vigamru, and it came out there were more Talmidim of Shammai than there were of Hillel. So really, all the Yudches Dvarim were Shitas Beis Shammai. They weren't Shitas Beis Hillel. So it's very matim what the Gemara says. Rebbe Eliezer liked it. Rebbe Eliezer said, "Bye bye, I'm gotchu, so." Rabbi Yeshua didn't like it. He said, "Bye bye, I'm gotcha." Why? Rabbi Eliezer, "Lishitasai Shamuti Shammai." He said, "Oh, that's one of the great days in Jewish history." Rabbi Yeshua said, "Nah, it wasn't such a good day." But either way, returning exhale, returning to the first part of the daf, which was the end of Perek Hashoil, that talked about inyanim of misa, inyanim of hesped, the idea of shuv yoy mechad kaidem misascha. The Gemara said a classic. Amalei Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim behespeda. He said, "When I die, b'shas misasi, hisameitz behesped shali. Give me a beautiful hesped. She is chamamu v'yichmeru rachmei o'im de v'yifku. I want people to be sitting in the audience and I want people to be crying. That's the type of hesped that I want you to give." Why? He said, "Dahasim koyimno. Because I'm going to be there." Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, in his famous hesped on the stipler, so he immortalized this Gemara. He began his hesped with this Gemara. He said that I was given the task to be maspid the stipler. The stipler. He says, "How am I supposed to be maspid the stipler? Gadol Adar, how can I have the chutzpah? Anything that I'm going to say is not going to be enough." But he said, the teretz is in a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kufnun Gimel Amid Aleph. Amalei Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim Behesped, Dahasim Koimno. He said, "Give me a hesped that's going to make people var, make people heis." You know why? Dahasim Koimno. He said, "What did he mean, Dahasim Koimno?" Pashi, you read the Gemara. Rav said, "I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be standing. I want to be nene. I want to make sure this is a geshmaka." So Rav Yankel Galinsky said that, you know what Rav was saying? He said, because he understood Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was feeling the same thing. He says, "How do I have the chutzpah? How can I get up and be maspid Rav? Whatever I'm going to say isn't going to be enough." The teretz is, Rav said, "The hasam koimna, I'm going to be there. And if I'm going to be there, then you could be yoitza with mikza shvachim b'fanav." So Rabbi Yankel Galinsky said, "I could be the only reason I'm comfortable. I feel like I could be maspid the stipulus, the hasam koimna. It's true, I can never do justice. Oh, but the hasam koimna, if the mace is here, then there's a din mikza shvachim b'fanav. Mikza shvachim, that maybe I could try. But to properly be maspid, someone like the stipler," he said, "that's not something." But that's what Rav meant. He said, "Achim besfeita, the hasam koimna. Don't feel that you can't be masked with me. It's something that you can be yoitza. It's something you'll be able to do because you can be yoitza with mikza shvachai." In the Joshua's Chassam Sofer, there's a whole section of Hespedim. Chassam Sofer was masped many, many people. And many, many of the Hespedim that the Chassam Sofer gave are printed in the Joshua's Chassam Sofer. Perhaps the most famous one is Drush Yud Zayin. And it's a Hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave on his Heilige Shver, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now, the Chassam Sofer was not told immediately when Reb Akiva Eger passed away. It was a Shmur Rechaika. He found out a little while later. And when he found out that Reb Akiva Eger was Nifter, he gave a Hesped. And he wrote down the Hesped that he gave. And he writes in the Hakdama, does the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer wrote this with his own handwriting. He wrote that he, Drush Shedarashti Yoim Aleph, Yud Beis Kislev, B'yoyim Shmua, K'b'yoyim Yud Gimel Tishrei Yo'avar, Nilkoch Oren Elikim Agoyim, Moiri V'chami, HaRab Akiva Eger Zatzal, Choyah of Bezdin opposing. V'hu Zatzal Pikeid V'tziva, Shaloy L'haspidoy. And he said, my Shver wrote in his Sava that no one should be maspid him. U'mikol Mokko and Afal Pikeim, Darash D'yoyim Alev Parshas V'yishlach Anal Droshazu. He said that even though my Shver Moiri V'chami said that I don't want a hespid, he says he's being maspid anyways. Now the people that are bakant with the hespedim of the Chassam Sofer claim that this shinuyim, this differences between this hesped that he gave on Rav Akiva Eger and some of the other hespedim that he gave. And they attribute it to the fact that the Chassam Sofer was on some level sensitive to the fact that a shver had kindly requested not to have any hespedim. But stating that, he was maspid. He was maspid anyways. Even though Rav Akiva Eger, who was legendary, I mean, Rav Akiva Eger goes down in history as the Iker Harim of all time, but Rav Akiva Eger was also known as an incredibly humble person. And Visenusa Sharab Kivega was incredible. I mean, the London used to say that if you want to learn Musser, learn Truvis Rab Kivega. But Frata Hakdama to Truvis Rab Kivega, where he talks about different of his darkei anava, things that we've spoken about in the past. But this too, the fact that he didn't want to have any hesped, that's all mi darkei anava. But either way, in the hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave on Reb Kivega, he was misnatzel. Meaning he felt that he had a fan for himself. He said, why is it that I'm going against the will of my father-in-law? I mean, my shver said, Kivega, he said, don't be mas with me. Why am I doing it? And he said pshat based on a toisvis, in Mesechta Sanhedrin, daf samech esamad aleph. The context over there is when Reb Eliezer HaGadol passed away. And Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud Muvuk of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, heard about the fact that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol died. And the Gemara says, Omad, when as soon as Rabbi Akiva min Kisri Lulud, Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Yeshua, I'm skipping, in the middle of a Gemara. And this is after he had heard about the Ptir of Rabbi Eliezer. Hayamak the Psari, he started beating himself at Shadamai Shoyseis La'aretz until his blood literally started running to the ground. Pasachal of Vishura, and then he started screaming, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav. He said, Harba Mois Yeshli, I have so much money, but the Inli Shulchan Ilar Tzoysam, I don't have a money changer to exchange the money with. He says, I have so much Torah that I need from Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer is not alive. So Rabbi Akiva heard that Rebbe Eliezer, his Rebbe, passed away. What was his reaction? Sorry, he started beating his flesh at Shadomai Shoyseis La'aretz until blood literally started running down, running from his body. Frey Toises, how do you read this Gemara? It's a Pella. Everyone knows the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'seret la'nefesh lo'yisitnu b'v'sarchem. It's Pasuk in the Torah. The pagans, when they used to find out that someone close to them died, they would start ripping their body apart. They would bleed. They were gushing. This is something that the pagans used to do. But he is not allowed to do it. It's an Isser in the Torah. V'seret la'nefesh lo'yisitnu b'v'sarchem. So Frank Toises, the last Toises in Perik Arba Mises Bezdin, in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Hasam Adal, that how in the world was Rabbi Akiva able to do this? He seemed to have been blatantly, maliciously violating an Isser in the Torah. Says Tosfos, an unbelievable chiddush. Tosfos says Rabbi Akiva wasn't doing this because he felt so bad that Rabbi Eliezer, the person, Rabbi Eliezer, the Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, the God, Rabbi Eliezer, he was so close to died. That's not why he was doing it. That would have not been okay. V'seret l'nefesh lo'yisitnu b'sarchem. Says Tosfos, the reason Rabbi Akiva was doing it is like he said. He said because when Rabbi Eliezer passed away, so much Torah left the world together with Rebbe Eliezer. Harbi Mois Yeshli, the Inli Shulchan Ilahar Tzoysom. That's why he was doing it. He wasn't doing it because of Rebbe Eliezer, the person. He was bitzar because of the Torah that was lost. And says Tosfos, Viseret Lanefesh Laisinu Bifsarchem. That's if you're doing it. That's if you're acting bitzar. You're tearing apart your body because a person that you felt close to died. That you're not allowed to do. That's a Loisa saying in the Torah. It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. But that's not Rebbe Akiva was doing. Rebbe Akiva was doing it because of the Torah that was lost. Oh, for the Torah, that's something you're allowed to do. So the Chassam Sofer said, Midivrei Tosfos Hanal Lomadati Dover Gadol. He said, I learned something very important. That when a tzaddik dies, when a Talmud Chacham dies, when a Gadol Hadar dies, there's two things that leave the world. The mensch, the person, the tzaddik, someone that we feel close to, a Rabbi Muvik, that's one. But there's also Torah that goes away. At the end of the day, there's so much Torah that leaves the world when a tzaddik dies. So said the Chassam Sofer, that Reb Kiva Eger, a tzaddik, has a gerech to be moichel on his hesped. He could say, I don't want you to be maspim. A father could do it, a rebbe could do it, a tzaddik could do it. That's something he has a right to do. He says, but he can't be moichel on the hespedim of the Torah that are lost when the tzaddik dies. That's not something he's a bala pas on. That's not something he's allowed to do. So he said, I respect Reb Kivega's wishes. And he said, my shver Reb Kivega didn't want a hesped. I'm not going to be maspim moiri v'chami. I can't. I don't feel like I could. Because he asked me not to. And mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. And it's the Gemara says that a person can be moichel on his hesped. And if that's Reb Kivega wants, those are his final wishes. I'm going to grant him his wishes. But how much Torah was lost because Reb Kivega passed away? We don't have the additional tshuvas that could have been written, the tzarechin gadols and the Hashem yareinais that we could have had Reb Kivega lived longer. He said, that's not something we have anymore. And that's something I'm being misabel on. And that's something I want to be masvid for the Torah that was lost. Harbi mois yeshli, said the Chassam Sofer. The Eli shulchan ilafartan, the chabnish teshver, Reb Kivega's not in the world anymore. He said, I'm not being misabel, I'm not being masvid Reb Kivega. I'm being masvid the Torah that left the world. Where do you see that? This Tosfos right here, Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Hesam and Aleph. Fascinating. The truth is, the Chassam Sofer doesn't quote this. The Chassam Sofer doesn't quote this. But the Chassam Sofer wasn't the first one. Wasn't the first Gadol
to say this Chiddush. This Chiddush traces itself back 100 years earlier when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter. They opened up, the Talmidim did the Tzava of the Pnei Yeshua, and they saw that it said in his Tzava that he didn't want a Hesped. He was Makbid. He said, Echvil Neshaban a Hesped. He said, it's not something he wants. He said he doesn't want a Hesped. Stating that, the Noida B'Yehuda felt that the right thing to do is to be Maspid the Pnei Yeshua. And he was Maspid the Pnei Yeshua. And he got up, and he gave a Hesped on the Pnei Yeshua, and he said it, that the reason I'm doing it is based on this Tosfos. So the Chasam Sofer and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Noida B'Yehuda were both Mecham to the same thing. For the Noida B'Yehuda, it was a Hesped on the Pnei Yeshua. The Chasam Sofer, it was a Hesped on Reb Kiva. But it was the same punchline. Noida B'Yehuda said, I'm not being Maspid the Pnei Yeshua. I'm being Maspid the Torah that was lost now that the Pnei Yeshua is not here. And on that Torah father than Avelos. You see, Rabbi Akiva was misabel on the Torah that was lost. So if Rabbi Akiva was misabel on the Torah that was lost, we have to be misabel on the Torah that was lost. We have to be misabel on the Torah that was lost from Rabbi Akiva. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvas, Tshuva Me'ahava, from Rabbi Lozov Fleckless. Rabbi Lozov Fleckless, who we mention often in the daf, was a Talmud Muvik of the Noida B'Yehuda. He was a Chaver HaBezdin in Prague. And the tshuva was written about a very close friend, an Adam Gadol, that had passed away on Chol HaMoed Pesach. His name was Rab Leib Fischelis. Rab Leib Fischelis was Nifter on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the Levaya was on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the thought was that there were going to be no Hespedim. Stating that, Rab Elazar Fleckless, the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, got up and he was Maspid his friend Rab Leib Fischelis. And when he got up and gave the Hespid, so he was Misnatzel. He said, the truth is, there's two reasons not to give a Hespid today. He said, the first reason not to give a Hespid today is Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to give a Hespid. So he said, the truth is, even though you're not supposed to, maybe a Talmud Chacham is different, it's a Machlokes Magen Avraham and the Lavush. I'm going to be Maker like the Lavush. I am Shum. And he says, it's in Tshuva Reish Zai. He says, I feel that this is something I'm comfortable doing. So he said, I'm going to be Maspid. He said, the second reason not to be Maspid in this is because Rav Leib Fischelis asked me, he begged me. He said, Tumecha Toive, don't be Maspid me. Altus Paduni. He said, don't be Maspid. He didn't write it in Savo. He told it to me directly. So based on that, that's another good reason not to be Maspid him. He said, the truth is that I have a Kabbalah, he brings it in the Tshuva, that my Groyser Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda, was Maspid the Pnei Yeshua, even though the Pnei Yeshua said that in his Sabbath that he shouldn't be Maspid him. But he based it on this Tosfos Sanhedrin Samech Hasamer Aleph. So he says, no, the Cheshbin of the Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda, L'chura, would be a little bit of a Cheshbin. It would be a Cheshbin Ktsas for me to go ahead and be Maspid of Leif Fischelis anyways. But he said, I have a better reason. He said, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be Maspid him. I know it's Chol HaMoed. And I know he asked me personally, it was a personal request, not to be Maspid, but I'm going to be Maspid. He says, you know why? Because his father, Rab Leib Fischelis, was Meiri for Rabbi. This is what he writes in the Tshuva, Rab Elazar Fleckless. His name was Rab Meir Fischelis. Who was Rab Meir Fischelis? Rab Meir Fischelis was the Rosh Yeshiva in Prague, in the yeshiva, at the same time that the Noida B'Yehuda was the chief rabbi of Prague. So at the same time that the Noida B'Yehuda was the chief rabbi in Prague, there was a very, very big yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva was a Yid by the name Rameir Fischelis. Rameir Fischelis was a Goyen Olam. Blaza Fleckless talks about his Rebbe. He was Mamashi was the Sarah Torah. I researched it a little bit. Unfortunately, we don't have Torah for Rameir Fischelis. And the reason is because there was a terrible fire in Prague in the year 1754. By the way, this is not to be confused with the fire in Prague with the Shvos Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. This is a different fire. Chacham Tzvi was already not alive 40 years when this fire happened. But this was a different fire. But this was in 1754, and Nebuch so much was lost in the Frum Kreisen, and Rav Meir Fischelis lost all his ksavim. Not so long ago, they found a ksav yad from one of Rav Meir Fischelis' Talmidim where he had written notes when he heard Shiurim from his Rebbe and it was printed somewhere. But Rav Meir Fischelis was a Ga'ana Ga'oinim. But either way, listen to what Rav Elazar Fleckless said. He said that Rav Meir Fischelis was my Rabbi Muvlik. He was my Rebbe. And he was a Goyen Olam. And when he passed away, he said, when he passed away, people were maspid him. He said, but the truth is, bichti softu saftaya. Really, they shouldn't have been maspid him. He says, why? He said, because the Gemara says that it doesn't say anywhere Vayomas David. It doesn't say anywhere that David HaMelech died. Loma le nemre misa etzol David. And the Gemara says, Lefisha hiniach ben kamoisoi. Because he left a son that was on the same level as him. And because he left a son that was at the same level as him, so it's for that reason he never died. It doesn't say Misa by David. You know why? Because he was hiniach ben kamoisoi. We once mentioned Parshas Vaschana. It was last week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vaschana l'Hashem be'isa hilema. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. Kemini Vaschana, because he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Hashem said, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Not because Elchete the Meimarivo. So there's a sefer called Togas Yitzchak. It was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo. This is Rabbi Yosef Cairo's uncle. The Beis Yosef's father's brother was Rabbi Yitzchak. There's a sefer called Tosi, and he brings in that sefer. He says, he asked the kasha, a born kasha. How come you don't find anywhere that Aharon HaKoyim also daven to Hashem that he should go into Eretz Yisrael? Hashem told Moshe and Aharon, Yan lo yamantem bi. So it's for that reason you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Not Moshe, not Aharon. Moshe Rabbeinu and them tzichon daven v'aschanan al Hashem, the Ebrano, right? All the tefillos. Aharon didn't utter one tefillah. It's a bon kasha. How come you don't find anywhere that Aharon uttered a tefillah? So he said, Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo, you know why? Because Aharon HaKohen didn't feel like he has to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Aharon HaKohen was Iniach Ben Kemoisai. He had Elazar and Isamar, initially Nadav and Avihu. He didn't feel like he was missing. He said, through his progeny, he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zoichel Iniach Ben Kemoisai, Chazal say. And for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if he doesn't go in, he's missing it. And that's why Voschan El Hashem Be'isahi Lemur, he had to go. Aharon HaKohen didn't feel like he had a daf. Because he felt he niach ben kamoisos. David HaMelech lo nemru by misa. Why not? Lefishu niach ben kamoisos. He said like this. That when my Rebbe Rameya Fischelis, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Prague Yeshiva, passed away, they were masped him. But they were masped him in Zin. It wasn't a real hesped. You know, because he was still alive. You know why? Because he had a son, my friend, Rav Lev Fischelis. He was Iniach Ben Kamoisai. And because he was Iniach Ben Kamoisai, so he said it wasn't a real hesped. That means right now, he said, when Rav Lev Fischelis passed away on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rav Lev Fischelis was Nifter, and now Rav Meir Fischelis, the Rosh Yeshiva in Prague, was Nifter. He says, Moiri V'Rabbi. He says, Ich darf Masped sein der Rebbe. He said, forget about my chaver. Ich darf maspid sein der Rebbe. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and I'm going to give a hesped on my Rebbe. Because the hesped we gave them was a toys. He says, I'm going to get me maspid my Rebbe. And I'll talk about what a son he had. And that's not something Rav Lev Fischelis can be meichel on. Because if he wants to be meichel on his own hesped, that's something he could do. But how's he going to be meichel on his father's hesped? That's not something he has a gerech to do. So he said, I went up and I was maspid my Rebbe, Rav Meir Fischelis, and I spoke about what a son he had. So like this, he recovered all his bases. It was all Efshel Kayim Shnei. But if you look at this drasha that the Chassam Sofer gave in his hesped, and he said that he says it's pasha to him that the Gedolim understood that there was an akuda that when a tzaddik dies, you have to be maspid the Torah. And he says that's why we're mentioning this. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, he said Achim Bespeda the Hasim Kaimno. You know the Marsha says the Gemara we just quoted this recently. We always quote this Gemara. Beshas Pti Rasa Shal Rebbe, one of the most important Divrei Agada in Shas, right? One most important. When Rebbe passed away, so one of the things he said was, Al tispiduni be'ayoris. He said, when you give me a hesped, don't do it in the shtetlach. Do it in the krakim gedoylem. He says, I want you to make sure you give me some serious hesped. So the Marshal says, Rebbe was such an onuf. Rebbe needs, he said, yeah, I want you to make sure the microphone's working, right? Everything should be perfect. He says, this doesn't make sense. Why would Rebbe, so many tzaddikim didn't want hespeda. And here he said, right, this is what Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis. He said, Achim Bespeda. He said, Gemecha hesped, the Hasim Kaimna. He says, why did he suddenly want a hesped? So he said, the reason is because he understood Kavanat Torah. And Rebbe was able to appreciate, he said, don't be maspid me. But at the end of the day, the Torah, and he was able to acknowledge that. So the Marshal has a punchline. He said, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. Mishameis Rebbe, batla anava. He said, where Rebbe was nifter, it was batla anava, because Rebbe understood that after his patira, no, there's no, this is not a time for humility. Al tispaduri ba'yaris. No, dafkun the krakim gedolim, because of the Torah. And that's what Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, that achim bespeda, why? The hasan kaim, but one last ta'ara. One last ta'ara. So Rav tells Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, give me a hesped. Not like the Rav Kidega wrote in his Savah. Not like the Pnei Yeshua wrote in his Savah. Not like Rav Leib Fischelis told Rav Loza Fleckless in Prague. He said, no. He says, I want you to give me a hesped. And not just give me a hesped. Achim Bespeda. Ich will avarim a hesped. Like Rav Yudah Anossi. Al tisbeduni ba'yoros. Don't give me little hesped. I want a dafke to be bekrakim gudayim. But he added, why? The hasim koyimno. So we started the raid by it. We mentioned what Rav Yankel Galinsky said. It's an idea of mitzvah shvach. The fun of. But the Svarim say something else. The Chassam Sofer says it here in his Pirush al Hashas, here on Masechtas Shabbos, and I saw it in the Ein Elio from Rabbi Elio Shik, and he says a beautiful Gedank. He said, what did he mean, Achim Bespeda the Hasim Koimna? What he meant to say was that when a person's alive, he's an oilav yoyred. When a person's alive, he has an opportunity to grow. He has an opportunity to shteik. He can do mitzvahs and he can grow spiritually. And sometimes he does aveiros and he falls spiritually. He said, in the next world, everyone's an oymed. In the next world, it's all over. Whatever you did on this world, misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yoichol b'Shabbos. But misha loy tarach be'erev Shabbos, ma yoichol b'Shabbos. You can't prepare for Shabbos in the next world. The next world is Shoshana Shabbos, and you can't do Lama Tes Malachas there. So in this world, this is the world where we're Hoichim. But in the next world, you're already anointed. So Rav turned to Rav Shmuel Bar Sheilas, and he said, do me a favor. He says, I'm going to die. And once I die, I'm going to be in the, I won't be able to be mashpia anymore. I won't be able to do anything anymore. But I want to be able to be mashpia. So give me one last hesped. Achim behespeda. Talk about me. Talk about my life. He said, talk about how I was moisen nefesh for Klai. This is what he asked him to do. You know why? Because the hasam in the next world, I can't do anything anymore. Hasam ka'amina. There I'm standing. There I'm an oimed. And if I'm an oimed, I can't do it myself. I need your help. That was what he told him. These were his parting words. He said, Achim behespeda, gemichavar mehespeda. You know why? The hasam al dartin ka'amina, bin chanoimed. I can't do anything anymore. And the only way I can maybe grow and shtayin in the next world is if people are inspired by things that I did here. So if you go and you give me a hesped, you're helping me. Here, on this world, I take care of myself. I don't need your help, Rav Shmuel Bar Sheilas. But in the next world, I need your help. Because the hasam ka'amina. Over there, I'm anoimed. And the hasam, over there, I'm anoimed. There, I can't do anything myself. So therefore, I need you to do this for me. I think this is so matim. It's so matim with so much that we've spoken about over the years about Rav. Rav, who is Ikla Litatlofush, and he taught the Chevra about Basa V'Cholav. Rav, where he had to leave Nahardah because of the incident, Shabbos Taf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, and he spanned the world and he says, I'm going to go to Surah, the Himasa Mechasya, because there were a lot of Yidin that they didn't know Torah. And Rav was the one who wanted to teach Torah, because Rav understood that the most important thing is to teach. It's to teach, it's to be able to give over. It's not about yourself, it's not about you steiging, but rather it's about you being able to be mashpia more and more. Rav was the one that said, G'doyla Hachnosus Orchim Yoisa Me'akpalas Bnei Shechina, the Panim Yofis in the beginning of Parshas Vayera that we spoke out, where the Panim Yofis says, is that what does it mean, G'doyla Hachnosus Orchim? Because Avram Avinu's Hachnosus Orchim was Kiruv. And Avram Avinu's talking to Hashem, Vayera Elav Hashem Bein Loi Ne'mamre. He's mamish flying, but he sees three people that don't know anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm not Matzasi Chem Bein Echo, Al Nosavar Me'alav Decho. I have to go, I understand I'm in a Yechidus now, Vayera Elav Hashem Bein Loi Ne'mamre. But there are three people that don't know anything about, they don't even know you exist. I have to go to them. Rav, who's called Rav because he's Rav and shall call Bnei Hagadol, because he taught Torah to everybody. So Rav understood that it's all about being mashpia. This is what this is about. So for Rav to go up to the next world where he can't be mashpia anymore. So Rav asked Rav Shmuel Bar Sheilas one last. He said, do me a favor, Achim Vespeda, be mashpia epis abyssal. This is Rav's home mitzios. It's his essence. And this was the last thing he wanted before he passed away. He said, Achim Vespeda, because over there I can't be mashpia. And there's nothing I could do. Hasum Kaimna. The only way I can grow in the next world is if you do and you help me out on this world.